USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Iranian state media is reporting that Iran seized two British oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump reacts to the news.
And Iran is going to work out very nicely. Iran is showing their colors. Going to work out very nicely. Iran is in big trouble right now. Their economy is crashing. They're trying to bring soldiers back home because they can't pay them. A lot of bad things are happening to them, and it's very easy to straighten out, or it's very easy for us to make it a lot worse.
Customs and Border Protection Deputy Commissioner Robert Perez is telling Fox News that they are moving forward with new barriers on the U.S. southern border.
We now have built over the last 2.5 years just over 51 miles of new enduring capability along our southwest border, primarily in Southern California and the area of El Paso. And we are continuing to build.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump has announced that he will nominate Jean Scalia to take over as Secretary of Labor. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The 55-year-old Washington attorney is the son of the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, who died suddenly in 2016. Democrats are expected to show their opposition to Scalia during his confirmation hearings because he has been a frequent attorney for major corporations in a number of key cases. If confirmed, Scalia will take over for Alex Acosta, who resigned in the wake of his part in a lenient plea deal for Democratic fundraiser Jeffrey Epstein, who is in jail on new charges of sex trafficking of young girls. Deputy Labor Secretary Patrick Pezzilla will take over the post pending Scalia's confirmation.
At least two-thirds of the United States can expect to face dangerous heat this weekend. Now millions of Americans will be sweating it out as temperatures top 100 degrees across the Midwest and East Coast. Factoring in the humidity, it could feel like over 110 degrees. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, over 40 million people in the United States suffer from chronic negative thinking. But what can we do to change that? Well, I had a chance to catch up with John Gordon. He's author of a new book titled The Coffee Bean, A Simple Lesson to Create Positive Change. And one of the things I asked him was what we can do to create that positive environment when we're out with our friends or even at our workplace.
That's a great question, and it starts with you. You have to feed yourself so that way you can feed others. If you don't have it, you can't share it. So you are contagious, and every day you have to understand you could be a germ or a big dose of vitamin C. I know that sounds maybe a little cheesy or corny, but it's true. And so every day when you're with your friends, when you're with your team, bring that positive energy to them, and then try to create the dialogue with the team. Hey, how can we be a more positive team? How can we overcome this adversity that we're facing and be stronger together? And start asking your team some questions. Hey, how connected are we as a team? Can we become more connected? What can we do to be more connected? And you get them to participate. And as you do that, you'll build a stronger team. Thanksgiving, family events, right? You go to your family. Maybe they're more negative. My dad was a New York City cop, undercover narcotic, so he wasn't very positive. He was shot a few times. And so I found with my own family, I had to then try to transform them with positivity instead of letting their negativity affect me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.